And joining us now here on the American Ag Network for our April North Dakota Soybean Council conversation. Happy to talk with Linda Funk, the Executive Director of the Soy Foods Council. Linda, thanks for joining us today. Hope you're doing well.
Thank you so much. This is just great fun being with you. It's always fun talking about soy foods.
Yeah, well, and I want to talk specifically with you first about the soy recipe program and some of our culinary student winners from ND State College of Science in Wahpeton. Mm-hmm. And I know the 2024 winners are out, and I'm just looking through this list and looking through some of the winning recipes and more. And
sure,
man, I tell you what, it's making me hungry, Linda. Talk to me about this a little bit here.
You know, it's just so great, and it's really fun for the students and for North Dakota Soybean Council to really partner with the North Dakota State College of Science and their culinary program to really get students interested and excited about soy foods. Many of them grew up in North Dakota or the surrounding areas, and probably most of them didn't grow up eating soy. So it's a great opportunity to really get them involved and interested and excited about soy. And so we put together this recipe contest. And obviously, that encourages the students to really look at some new opportunities and be very creative. And the winners get money for their scholarship for them to actually apply to their tuition. So it's a win-win for all of us.
It definitely is. And I know the full list of winners is at ndsoybean.org. I mean, I look through the list here, Linda, and you think about it, there's so many options out there for soy foods. There's things on this winning list like quesadillas, pork bowls, you name it, absolutely, carne asada style soy tacos. I mean, it's when you really boil it down, it's amazing to think about all the different uses that we can find and all the different, you know, things that soy foods can go into that are out there.
Absolutely. And you know, what's great fun is really saying, how does soy fit into an everyday lifestyle? So you really look at the tofu skewers or the quesadillas. You know, we all know what quesadillas are, but then you add some soy into them. And we always say in North Dakota that soy and meat partner perfectly. And the pork bowls are a great example of that, really of saying, you know, you put together the pork bowl, and what the soy is the edamame slaw part of it. So again, meat and soy pair perfectly together. So that's really fun. And then of course, when you get to the desserts and you look at this delicious cheesecake that the student put together that uses both tofu and then some miso. And that miso really gives it that really umami flavor and that really great depth of flavor. So really creative ideas and applications came out of this contest.
Very much so. And I think it's great as well to kind of, you know, go back to the point of working with students in North Dakota and showing them all the different uses that are there for soy. It speaks to, again, how, you know, how important it is as we grow high quality soybeans in the state. And it really shows the younger generations all the different options that are out there and all the great work that our farmers do growing soybeans, right?
You know, that's what's so great about it. It's such a good investment in really having those budding chefs really learn more about soy. So when they get out to their first job or when they're even maybe doing an internship, they start thinking about how soy could actually be integrated in the menu. So, you know, it's great for them to understand a little bit about agriculture and then certainly the plant-based foods that are so hot these days. People are looking at those plant-based options, and soy fits perfectly into that.
Well, Linda, great thoughts. And again, I know the full list of winners for this year's soy recipe contest are available at ndsoybean.org. Can you share some thoughts with us as well about the Soy Foods Council in general and some of the work that you guys do broadly?
Sure. And, you know, I also want to make sure that all your listeners know that April is National Soy Foods Month. So this is when we really get excited and really highlight soy foods and really start saying, how can you start enjoying them? And that's really what the Soy Foods Council is all about. We talk about not only the health benefits, but we also talk about the how. How do you start and how do you really take, I always call it soyize your recipes. How do you take your recipes that you know and love and you start adding a little bit of soy to them? I always say to people that when you start thinking about soy, you don't have to take away all of your favorite recipes. It's really saying, how do you just add a little bit of soy to them? So you're really still using very familiar ingredients and recipes. So it's a great way to just start including soy in everyday diets.
Well, and I know folks can learn more about all the work you guys do online, correct, Linda? TheSoyFoodsCouncil.com. Is that a great place to start?
That is a great place to start. And then also make sure you go to the North Dakota Soybean Council.org to really see all of those fabulous recipes from those students.
And we will share that link on our social media as well. And again, ndsoybean.org for more information. And with that, Linda Funk, the Executive Director of the Soy Foods Council, thank you for joining us here on this month's North Dakota Soybean Council partnership interview. We appreciate it, and we will look forward to talking to you again in the future.
Thank you so much.